that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's lots of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller here in Central Texas and a few miles away to my left.
Hey, it's James Martinez.
Hey, James.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. I got some interesting news for you.
What's that? Am I sitting down?
Yeah, I'm glad you're sitting down. So guess who I gave a business card to yesterday after telling him, you know, what we're doing here? Just of anybody in Hollywood that would be appropriate that I give that to that's like a huge, huge name? Who do you think?
Yul Brynner. No, he's dead. John Wayne. No, he's dead too. Bill Holden. No, he's dead also. Who?
Oliver Stone.
Really?
Uh huh. I spoke to him yesterday and told him what I was doing here, and he had a big smile on his face. You know, I was in the store with him. I started talking to him because I had met with him before and on a similar issue a long time ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, and he was very polite and had a good little conversation, and I'm probably going to re-engage with him sometime down the road here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can see a sequel to JFK Part 2.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Here's the real reason why he was killed. I laid all the groundwork before, but here's the why. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Federal Reserve.
Right. Yeah. What's he up to now? He came out with some bombastic movies. What's he doing now?
Actually, I didn't even ask him what he was doing as of late, because I was trying to rewind back when the original meeting I had with him years ago on a completely different subject was it actually had to do with mind control and that subject matter. Actually, he was extremely interested in that, and I sat in his office and was discussing that. And you know, because I've discussed it here, having to do with the financial thing and the whole credit card issue, because it is to me automated consciousness, the way they've programmed the entire society, and this whole scam with the bank and the credit card, and you're not good enough, you got to pay tomorrow, that whole scheme. So I didn't get into that whole thing, but I know he'll be listening.
Well.
So you never know.
Well,
just never know.
Well, you know, and you know, this has been my approach and my attitude through life. And sometimes it has worked really well for me, James, but sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regard people of and I don't know what happened somewhere on the way to adulthood in my life. I just never was enamored with what other people would find iconoclastic personalities, the pop culture, that sort of thing.
Right.
Never did. And, you know, I just look at these people. That's why I ask you, you know, when I first started engaging you and talking with you, is who are, I don't care what they do for a living, who are these people?
Right.
You know,
see, here's the thing. This is the how I see. As human beings, there's very few of them here. Very few of them. But it's just as far as talent goes and their skill and their artistry at what they do, there's a lot of it here. A lot of it here.
Sounds like a Roddy Piper script. They live. You know, there's only a few humans out there, and the rest are aliens parading as humans.
Reptiles.
That's right. There you go. All right, we'll take the break. James Martinez out there on the left. John Stadtmiller here in the studio. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
James?
Yeah.
Senator Carl Levin. He's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and... Gosh, I hate these things. I have to take two breaths. Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee said customers who consistently pay on time are getting whacked by credit card issuers that raise such rates without an adequate warning or a clear notice.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card executives on Tuesday deflected congressional criticism of their practice of using falling credit scores to charge customers higher interest rates. Industry critics say it's another example of abusive, confusing credit card practices that can push consumers deeper into debt.
You know what? I've gotten emails and I've spoken with some of the listeners. Let me just clarify this for everybody on that's listening and people that will be listening to the archives and all that stuff. The credit card companies, there is nobody on the other end that is listening to you, okay? I don't care what letters you're writing in, what you're saying to them. They don't care until such issue comes to court. And even then, they don't know what the hell is going on because most of the attorneys still don't understand what's going on. And they just don't know. There's nobody at the other end. When you guys, because I've talked to some of you, and some of you are doing bankruptcy, some of you have a closed account, some of you don't use any credit cards at all, some of you have debt, they're still going to come to you regardless over and over in the mail. Even if you ask them not to, they're still going to. Okay, so when, and they're doing this to millions and millions and millions of people. It's not just you. So whenever you're talking to somebody on the end of the phone, you're a blip on the screen with a bunch of configurations of your payment, what you've done in history and everything else about you except your blood sample. Probably have that now by now. But there's nobody there, okay, that's going to address your issues. There never has been. It's all automated. Everything is. They never want to talk to you unless they absolutely have to. And the only reason they want to talk to you is to resolve the issue to make sure you can continue being a customer and making them trillions. Okay? So I want to make that clear because all of you seem to think that you're having an interaction with a company that has a personality that's engaging back and forth. But there's nobody there. There's never been anybody there. I just want to let everybody know that.
Yeah.
So whatever feelings you have attached to that, you've made them up. They've suggested that they're there, but they're really not. They're not addressing you. Okay?
Yeah, it couldn't be better said because this is a corporation. They're in the business of saying no. When they say yes, it's, oh, you want to borrow more money or you want to put more on you want your credit card limit raised. Oh, well, yeah, well, yes. They'll mm-hmm. say yes to everything else. But when it comes time for you to be serviced as a customer,
okay, I got a guy this morning. This is newsworthy right here because this just says how low they really are. This guy was not using this credit card he had an account with, and they sent him a letter and said they were raising the interest rate on it if he doesn't start using it. I'm like,
well, wait a minute.
What? What? I'm backtracking. I'm like, they said what? They're doing what with you? You have a zero balance, which means you're on good terms with them because you've used it in the past and you have a zero. And they're saying because you're not, see, it's like guilt tripping if you don't use the card, like we're talking about on these commercials that they do. So this kind of, influence your emotional self-esteem trip that they're doing. It's all trash, everybody. Don't buy it. Edit it out.
So let me understand this. Somebody sends me something. I never use it. But they're going to tell me that they're going to raise the interest on the card that I never use it. Okay.
Right.
Well, okay, I'll never use it then. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I just won't use your card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really weird stuff. Like, you know, remember the bird that got a credit card application
mm-hmm.
In the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay, so my point being, everybody, is if they can do that, they're not listening to you guys, and they never word. They can go scream and yell on the hill with all your congresspeople, and they're still not listening, okay? So whatever things and problems and hang-ups you have about them, well, they're all over the place. It's not just with you. It's everywhere. So whatever your motivation is, because if your issue with them, you got to think about what you're dealing with because they really do not care about you. They never did.
Well, and the point here about this is that they're wanting to raise interest rates all the while Ben Bernanke is signaling again that he's going to cut the Fed rate. Now, that's going to make it easier for the banks to loan money to each other. But on the other aspect of this, on the consumer side or the customer side, and I hesitate using those terms, because a customer is usually doing business with a company that treats them fairly and honestly.
Right.
So that's
right.
not your credit card.
They're not
card
customers.
Company.
You're right.
There you go.
that's what I'm.
But, you know, I look at this situation, and what they're doing is they're getting themselves cheaper rates. They're trying to bail themselves out, and what they're doing is throwing the onus on the public.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're profit-taking at a time when they shouldn't be because it's their mess to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll use any means possible. Fear, enticement, intimidation, yep. anything to get you on an emotional level to engage and continue.
Carl Levin said this. He said, the bottom line for me is this. When credit card issuers promise to provide a cardholder with specific interest rate, and if they meet their credit card obligations and the cardholder holds up their end of the bargain, what bargain, you may ask? I don't know. The credit card issuer should have to do the same. Now, Levin is holding out the club of possible legislation to spur voluntary charges by the industry, but executives from Bank of America Corporation, the Discover Financial Services Limited Liability Company, told the subcommittee that the credit score is one of the several factors in determining whether to increase the customer's interest rate. It's important criteria, according to Roger Hochschild, Discover's president and chief operating officer. He says it's important criteria for how to manage risk and pricing. Bruce Hammonds, president of the Bank of America Card Services, said his bank also considers customer behavior on an account and their debt to others in addition to credit scores. Okay, let me explain this here, folks. You're dealing with, say that you're a businessman, and you're dealing with several companies, XYZ, ABC, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. All right, you have a disagreement with one of your, say, suppliers. He shorted you, so you're going to withhold payment. Well, he screams blue bloody murder. He says, well, I'm going to court, and I'm going to make a claim against you. All of a sudden, there's a bunch of ruckus out there. Somehow, he claims that you're stiffing him, and, well, look at this. I'm ABC, and shouldn't XYZ know this as well?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody gets on the phone and starts telling the other suppliers, hey, you better watch out for this guy. He doesn't pay his bills.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what the credit card companies are doing. You, if you've got several credit cards, you're only dealing with one card in one agreement at a time.
This and to add on to that, just by doing that, they have no problem, and they have the technology and wherewithal to do it, to call your neighbors and your family members that you may not even know or even be alive and track people down with similar names or whatever, and call them and then tell them about your account and you and who you are. That's what they do. They have no problem taking your name and taking it down in the dust and the dirt. Because, you know, in this society, your reputation and your word means more than anything now. And when they come in and they do that to your family and relatives or neighbors, I've had heard about credit card companies calling up and accessing because they can get your address or whatever. They can access who's next to it and have the technology to do it. Then they'll call them. They'll call the neighbors and bring – so they want to – destroy you from within, your reputation, everything. And they have no problem doing that.
The committee that I've been speaking about here, Levin's subcommittee, he says it's the behavior of the credit card issuers that prompted several consumers to testify before Levin's subcommittee about not being informed when their rates were hiked. Janet Hard of Freeland, Michigan, I know where Freeland, Michigan is, believe it or not, said her Discover credit card rate nearly tripled without adequate notice and that the issuer sent deliberately misleading and confusing information. With Americans weighted down by some $900 billion in credit card debt, an average of $2,200 per household, practices the very profitable industry have been ripe for scrutiny by the Democratic-controlled Congress. Okay, let's throw politics into this now. Levin's subcommittee, which has been investigating the industry, looked at how credit card issuers raise consumer rates to as high as 30% when their so-called FICO credit scores decline. Even if they're paid, they've paid credit card bills regularly and promptly, in many cases, consumers have little notice of an increased rate, which are automatically triggered by declines in FICO scores for reasons left unexplained, the subcommittee found. Well, yeah, there is no explanation. Yeah, there is one. I'm sorry. I'm in error. Because they want to. And they can because there's no regulation against these shysters. None at all.
Right.
They are left to victimize whomever they want to as many times as they want to. And as you said it earlier, James, who are you going to complain to? The very people that are giving you the shaft.
Right. That's right. Like everybody that I talk to over the phone, because it's interesting, some people call into the show, but most people call directly after the show because they don't even want to get into it live, which is understandable. That's their choice, whatever. But when I do hear about their issue and what's going on psychologically with them and they understand what's going on, that people, they really do not care about you at all on any level, okay? They don't. They look, even if you are dealing with a situation with the credit bureaus, they, as you well know, everybody knows, are in bed with the banks. They take their sweet time investigating things and usually come back with letters saying that everything we've found is to be correct, which it isn't. And meanwhile, while it takes 6 months to sometimes remove items that have nothing to do with you on there, you've had to live with raised interest rates based upon their lack of skill and brain capacity to follow a proper investigation, sign off on it, and do their job and put you back where you're supposed to be with a clean bill of whatever on your credit report. Look, you're dealing with people that are tightening the noose on you all over the country on purpose. You don't have to live that way.
No, you don't. Folks, climb out of the debt cage. We're opening the door. Can you hear that clicking, that clanking sound? That's the key in the lock, and we've just opened up the door. Walk through it and stay out of it. Don't get too conditioned to it. You have been all your life. I know it's a shock. We'll be right back, folks. Cashflow, James Martinez, John Stadmiller.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Fascinating article, James. You say Americans weighed down with the $900 billion in credit card debt, and I would think that that's a little light. I think it's well over.
Way more than that.
Yeah. I think it's way more than $1 trillion. Levin's subcommittee, which has been investigating the industry, looked at how credit card issuers raise consumer rates as high as 30% when their so-called FICO credit score declines, and in some cases, just opening another account, such as the department store credit card, could trigger the downgrade in your credit score. Now,
I bet the stores aren't saying anything about that, are they, when they're giving out their deals and smiles and candy bars and everything? Right.
Here for Christmas time, here, sign up for a store card, and you'll get 20% off
later.
Of everything.
Right.
Yeah, and in reality, what they're charging you is 20%. Carrie, she had to leave. She had a family emergency here. My producer, Chris Hansen's my engineer. He's producing the show today. But, Carrie has been telling people at her store, that, if you take one of these store cards, fine. Just pay the damn thing off and then rip it up. Get your shopping done. Do whatever you have to do. Pay the thing off and then have done with it.
Well, here's another interesting thing here is these stores that are doing this that may not know this is happening, look, people, when it starts getting tied into consumers buying products and stores, issuing credit cards out, cutting deals, whatever, they don't know the customer agreement on there. I guarantee you, the manager of the store, wherever you are, whatever their pathetic like deal is that they're going to give to you, which isn't a deal, if you tell them to explain that and give it to the cashier, could you explain this for me, this customer agreement for me, and watch their face go completely red, and then they'll bring in the second-tier person on the job, and then they'll bring the third, and then they'll bring the manager, and watch the manager try and explain. They won't be able to explain anything. They're not giving you anything. It's just tightening the noose and ruining your life by doing that.
You know, I have – James, this is the truth. I have talked to bank managers, and I'm not talking about small podunk town banks, you know, mm-hmm, where you got mm-hmm. A couple of hundred depositors. I'm talking major city banks.
Right.
That millions and billions of dollars run through their accounts every year. A lot of these guys don't understand. They understand what they do in their practices. They understand the law, what they're allowed to do under the law. Mm-hmm. You know, take that $100 in and loan out $900 against it. And then, mm-hmm. and then turn around and keep flipping this thing around. They understand that process, but they don't even understand the process of how their banking practices continue to damage and weaken the dollar and destroy the economy. They right. just don't get it.
No,
they're right smack in the middle of it. They're right in the middle of this car wreck, you know, mm-hmm. and things, electrical sparks are flying and steam's coming out. And, you know, oh, my goodness, gasoline's dropping. It might be set on fire. They don't even know that they're part of the wreck. They don't That's have right. a clue. Now, not all of them. I'm not making the suggestion that, well, John said that the bankers don't know what they're involved in. Now, I didn't say that. Some of them do. The higher up the food chain you go, you know exactly what you're in charge of operations are and what your duties are. But a lot of these bank managers, I mean, manager, what's a bank manager? I mean, it can be a department store manager. It's a manager. Mm-hmm. Here's right. your criteria. Here's what your rules and regs are. Here's what you're supposed to do. Smile real nice and make sure the door's open at 8:30 in the morning. That's mm-hmm. that's what these guys are. They're little right. they're little
robots.
Watchdogs.
Right.
Yeah. Over the fiefdom. Over that
they're
local.
They're doing PR for,
the
bank. That's right.
That's exactly
yeah.
what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, nobody is admitting. Nobody yet, except maybe for the likes of Ron Paul.
Right,
nobody
correct.
Is admitting. That the reason why we're in this financial mess here today in 2007, we were in it in 2006, 2005. Let's go back last century. We were right. in trouble then, but it was still workable. People still had jobs. People still had money. Oh, float the credit out there. Yeah, let's mm-hmm. juice this economy out. It looks real right. good for business and retail, and stuff's flying off the shelves, and the cash registers are ringing. Oh, I'm sorry, the credit card is a swiping. And everything is fine until such point that you just absolutely just inundate your customers out there and the entire environment in which they do business in with so much credit to the point that devalues the dollar so badly that anything that happens, a little hiccup along the way, and it starts sending shockwaves through the system that is geared to operate on your faith in their credit.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got the faith no more. And a lot of people are starting to scratch their heads and going, well, what the heck happened? They right. themselves, these credit card holders out there that are getting jacked up beyond belief in their rates, don't even know the reason why this is going on. They don't have mm-hmm. a clue themselves.
Yeah, and, which and is I, pathetic, it, which is just crazy.
It's worse than pathetic. And I'm going to make the same offer, folks. And I'm telling you, there are times in points of history in cultures, in societies, in recorded history, there are times that opportunities present themselves for, let's just call it rectification. Mm-hmm. Here we have a situation inside this country right now where the bankers are literally just squeezing the last drop of blood out of us. Now yep. is the time for you to go out there and explain to your fellow Americans exactly the position we're in and why we are in it. And when we get
Absolutely.
Back, when we get back from break, James, I'm going to make the same offer that I made on the National Intel Report. I mean, hundreds and thousands of these DVDs have been flying out of this building, and I am mm-hmm. talking about freedom to fascism.
Absolutely.
When we get right. back, folks, I'm going to just take a couple of minutes to explain to you why this is so important that you get these and spread them around. Make great stocking stuffers, by the way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, children, pull up your desk, get out your pencils, get ready to write. Class is now begun.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember?
Freedom to fascism.
Yeah, there
Gotta
you go.
Get it.
Yeah, folks, the same offer I made on a National Intel report I'll make to the listeners of this program. The movie, Aaron Russo's parting shot to the globe before he shuffled.
Before everybody that just heard that, remember, this was his last movie. He went out with a purpose. This one was done. So when you guys look at this, there's never, ever, ever been a documentary made like this where this Aaron Russo gets in their face and you get to see the whole thing. Remember, that was his last picture, his greatest gift for this country ever, I think, probably that he's ever done for anybody. Definitely get a copy of this.
You know, I'm going to miss him. I could pick him out. I don't care how many people are around. Just by his body language and the way he held himself and the way he walked. I often likened him to Batman's the Penguin, because he kind of had this shuffling little walk to him. I mean, he was a very interesting man. Very interesting. I mean, even the way he walked was interesting. At any rate, this Satyajit Das, He is laughing. It appears I have said something very funny, but I have no idea what it was. My only clue is that the laugh sounds somewhat pitying. One of the world's leading financial experts on credit derivatives, financial instruments that transfer credit risk from one party to another, that's the reason why we're in the problem we're in right now, Doss is the author of a 4,200-page reference work on the subject. Among a half a dozen other tomes, as a developer and a marketer of the exotic instruments himself over the last 30 years, he seemed like the ideal industry insider, rather, to help us get the bottom of the recent debt crunch, and I expected him to defend and explain the practice. He started asking the Calcutta-born Australian whether the credit crisis was in what Americans would call the third inning. And this must have been pretty amusing, it seemed, judging from the laughter. So I tried again. Second inning, more laughter. First, still too optimistic. Doss, who knows as much about global economy flows as anyone in the world, stopped chuckling long enough to suggest that we're actually still in the middle of the national anthem before the game destined to go into extra innings, and it won't end well for the global economy. Doss is a pretty droll for the math whiz, but his message is dead serious. He thinks we're on the verge of a bear market of epic proportions. The cause? Massive levels of debt underlying the world economy system are about to unwind in a profound and persistent way. He's not sure if it'll play out like the 13-year decline of 90% in Japan from 1990 to 2003 that followed the bursting of the credit bubble there, or like the 15-year flat spot in the U.S. market from 1916 to 1975. But either way, he foresees hard times as an optimistic era of too much liquidity, too much leverage, and too much financial engineering slowly and inevitably deflates. Now, like an the writer here, John Markham, describes it like this. He says, like an ex-mobster turning state's witness, Doss has turned his back on his old pals in the derivatives biz to warn anyone who will listen, most banks and hedge funds that pay him consulting fees, that the jig is up. Rather than joining the crowd that blames the mess on American slobs who took on more mortgage debt than they could afford and have endangered the world by stiffing lenders, he points a finger at three parties: regulators who stood by as U.S. banks developed ingenious but dangerous ways of shifting trillions of dollars of credit risk off their balance sheets and into the hands of unsophisticated foreign investors, hedge and pension fund managers who gouged on the high-yield debt instruments they didn't understand, and finally, engineers who built towers of securitized debt with math models that were fundamentally flawed. Defaulting middle-class U.S. homeowners are blamed, but they are merely a pawn in this game, he says. Those loans were invented so that the hedge funds would have a high-yield debt to buy. Now he goes in.
Oh man!
Yeah. Now he goes into the meat of this, and I want folks to understand this, because here's a guy that made his money for 30 years doing this, and he never thought it was going to get this bad, and now the damn thing is blowing up, and he's blowing the whistle. Now Doss's view sounds cynical, but it makes sense if you stop thinking about mortgages as a way for people to finance houses and think about them instead as a way for lenders to generate cash flow and create collateral during an era of flat interest rate curve. Although subprime U.S. loans seem like small change in the context of the multi-trillion dollar debt market, it turns out that these high-yield instruments were an important part of the machine that Doss calls the global liquidity factory. Just like a small amount of gasoline can power an entire truck given the right combination of spark plugs, pistons, and transmission, subprime loans became the fuel that underlies the derivative securities many, many, many times their size. Here's how it worked. In the olden days, like 10 years ago, banks wrote and funded their own loans. In the new game, Doss points out, banks originate loans, warehouse them for the balance sheet for a brief time, then distribute them to investors by packaging them into derivatives called collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs, and similar instruments. In this scheme, banks don't need to tie up as much capital, so they can put more money out on a loan. Now, the more loans that were sold, the more they could use as collateral for more loans, so credit standards were lowered to get more paper out the door, a task that was accelerated in recent years via the fly-by-night brokers now accused of predatory lending practices. Now, the buyers of these credit risks in the CDOs were insurance companies, pension funds, hedge funds managers, from Bonn to Beijing, because money was readily available at low interest rates in Japan and the United States. Now, these managers leveraged up their bets by buying the CDOs with borrowed funds. So if you follow the bouncing ball, borrowed money bought borrowed money. And then because they had the blessing of the credit ratings agencies relying on mathematical models suggesting that they would rarely default, these CDOs were in turn used as collateral to do more borrowing. Now, in this way, Das points out, credit risk moved from banks where it was regulated and observable to places where it was less regulated and difficult to identify. Now, he goes into the issue of liquidity factory was self-perpetrating and seemingly unstoppable as assets bought with borrowed money rose in value. Players could borrow more money against them and thus seemed logical to borrow even more to increase returns. Now, the bankers figured out how to strip money out of the existing assets to do it, much as a homeowner might strip equity from his house to buy another house. Now, these triple borrowed assets were then in turn increasingly used as collateral for commercial paper. The short-term borrowings of banks and corporations, which was purchased by supposedly low-risk money market funds. According to Das, his figures up 53% of the $2.2 trillion in commercial paper in the U.S. market is now asset-backed with about 50% of that in mortgages. When you add it all up, according to Das's research, a single dollar of real capital supports $20 to $30 of loans.
Oh, boy.
Now, the spiral of borrowing of an increasingly thin base of real assets, writ large in nearly infinite variety, ultimately created a world in which derivatives outstanding earlier this year stood at $485 trillion, or eight times total global gross domestic product of $60 trillion. Dollars.
Oh my God.
So there.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell right there.
Again,
more evidence, more and more of it.
And this is, you know, and it would have hit anyhow, James. This would have happened eventually, but it would not have been on the level that what it was if they didn't repackage these debts. See, this is why these homeowners are now going into foreclosures into courtrooms.
That's right.
And they're saying to the judge, well, wait a minute, Your Honor, who holds the paper on my loan?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the company you're being sued by. Uh-oh, that's because it's been rolled over a couple of times, maybe three times, maybe a half a dozen times.
Right.
These debts are sold over and over and over,
and over
again.
Yep.
So that is how ridiculous it's gotten. You can't even find, and I hasten to call it a loan. It's more like dealing with Guido on a dark night on a street corner, that you need a couple hundred bucks for a few days. And he said, well, look, the juice is running on this deal. It's going to cost you $100 to borrow 200. And by the way, if you don't pay it back to me in a couple of days, well, the interest compounds daily. And
yeah,
don't worry.
We're going to own you. We're going to own you forever, pal.
Yeah, and don't worry. Don't worry, because, you know, one of Guido's buddies is going to drop by if you don't make your loan payments. You know, he's not going to kill you. Yeah, don't worry about it. He's not going to kill you. Bada bing, bada boom. Now, he's just going to start breaking stuff because they're not going to kill the goose that lays the golden egg.
No.
Even though, just like the banks and the credit card companies, they're trying to make you feel guilty. Do you feel guilty dealing with Guido because you were desperate enough to borrow a couple $100 and then you couldn't pay it back and now you're starting to lose arms and legs here? They'll still leave you alive.
Yeah, they want to bleed you slowly.
Slowly. They
slowly.
Don't care
That's
about you.
About.
They only care about that money they invested in you. Now, James, tell me what the difference is between Guido on a dark night on a street corner versus some butthead sitting in a palatial building in an office sitting on Madison Avenue somewhere in New York.
Same thing, everybody. You got to understand that these guys have thought this out.
They deny it. A lot of people know about what we're talking about all over. Yet the reinforcement of this ridiculous behavior over and over and over again, how it's reinforced to everybody, and the guilt tripping, all the stuff to do with the letters, how you apply for credit cards, your self-worth is tied into that, your self-esteem is tied into that. The whole thing down kind of goes through a staircase, so the whole issue is deep within you, so that the value of you and the self-esteem and how you survive and live from day to day is tied into their design, which they created a long time ago to bleed you dry. That's it. That is it. And for those of you that have had enough of that, you're in over your head, and you don't want to deal with that anymore. You need to listen to November 1st broadcast that we have here archived. You also need to call the following number, which is an overview of what that process is with Brad Daly and CMS, at 888-213-7655. Or if you need to speak to somebody live, you may do so at 877-331-0626. And we will answer your questions for you. Because I know for all of you that if some of you have arrived here new, this is a new issue. Some of you, this is an old issue. It's over, everybody, for the U.S. and what they've done and how much it's going to take to fix it and so forth. But you can do your part. One, you need to get that movie, Freedom to Fascism. Order it through us. They can call the, which number, John?
It is 877-331-0626. That's the number that you need to call James on. I'm just going to give you all the numbers again right now. To hear the recorded message from Credit Mediation Services, and you'll hear the voice of Brad Daly, call 888-213-7655 or email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com in order for you to get many copies here of Freedom to Fascism. Call this number, folks, 800-724-2719. We do not make any profit off of these DVDs whatsoever. It is the legacy that's been handed us by Aaron Russo. And in a time in this country right now where everybody is this profit crazy, what we're actually doing at cost, we're putting out these DVDs for $1.25 a piece. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. For people that have never understood what has strangled this country, he leads off the DVD movie with the IRS, and he grabs your attention right from the start, because we know everybody hates the IRS. Everybody hates paying those taxes by that deadline of April 15th. Well, he pulls you in on the issue of the income tax and then explains the fractionalized reserve banking, the banking fraud that's going on out there, and it is absolutely perfect. If you've never been able to get through to people on the money issue, and this is what is at the core of all of our problems in this country, the criminals are they're running loose, folks, and they're not carrying guns. These damn critters are carrying briefcases, okay?
Right.
You can get here's the only request that we ask. We don't want to do 10,000 single orders, because this DVD is now inexpensive enough. At $1.25 a piece, we're asking for a minimum purchase of 10 of these per order. Many people, James, are ordering 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 at a time. Now, these are DVDs that everybody is feeling the crunch. I don't care if you're standing at the gas station and somebody is grousing about filling their tank up for $100. I don't care if you're at the grocery store and they're charging next week's eats via the credit card. I don't care where you're at. You can pull out one of these DVDs. Just smile. Tell the person, once you watch this, you will never be the same for the rest of your life. It will change your life that dramatically.
So, and you'll get complete total satisfaction when Aaron Russo goes head-to-head with the guy at the IRS and looks him directly in the face, and that guy from the IRS lies, and everybody knows about it.
Everybody. And he didn't know what was coming. Aaron Russo laid the trap for him, using his fame and notoriety to get himself in his office. That man regretted that for the rest of his life. So, folks, now, these are great. We've got DVDs on standby right now, ready for immediate delivery. This is the perfect Christmas stocking stuffer. Now, you may say, well, gosh, this is bad news. I don't want to ruin somebody's Christmas. Their lives are ruined, folks, and this may be the last Christmas that they ever have. So what are you waiting for? Are you afraid to maybe tick off Auntie Mame here or Uncle Billy? I don't think so. This is something that affects each and every one of us, every clock, every tick-tock of the clock, every day, day in and day out, week in, month out, year in, year out.
Once you see this, you won't have any problem dealing with whether or not you want to proceed with your credit cards and get rid of that. You will be liberated. You will have a whole new form of confidence. Some of you that it's new, you're definitely going to be voting for Ron Paul after that.
Now,
everybody that sees this, you have the ability today, and he's coming. When is he doing his next big fundraising thing? Is it coming up on the 7th?
The 16th.
16.
There's something else I want to add here. Excuse me a second, James. There's something else I want to add here. People are listening to this program and have been considering doing something about their credit card debt, but you still don't understand the system. Maybe much of what we talked about here has gone over your head. Well, okay, I will do this. I will send you out free. Okay, only one copy. If you're considering the credit card elimination here, or the elimination of any unsecured loans that you have, we will send you out a free copy of Freedom to Fascism. If you have not seen it, we will make that copy available to you for free. Okay? Mm-hmm. Simply call us at 800-724-2719. For the rest of you that know about Freedom to Fascism, that understand the power of this DVD in these financial times in this country right now, it is a perfect time. It couldn't have been scripted better. Tell you a little bit more about it on the other side of this break. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller. This is Cash Flow, folks, and we're here to help you out. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. diseases. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
By the way, James, that first article I mentioned today, the credit card defend practices, the five big financial companies, Discover, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, and Capital One Financial Corp, issued around 80% of the U.S. credit cards, according to the subcommittee. And this is what they're doing to people in one of the cases cited by the subcommittee. Marjorie Hancock of Arlington, Massachusetts, wound up with an interest rate on her four Bank of America credit cards of 8%, 14%, 19%, and 27%, even though her credit risk is the same for all four.
Yeah, there you go. That's another good one.
Yeah.
See, they're not paying attention, everybody. They do this stuff all the time.
And probably the words of weight here, uttered by the leader and president of Brazil, asked if he was worried about the effects of the credit crunch in his country. He dismissively called it an imminently American crisis caused by people trying to make a lot of third-class money. And this, of course, is Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And he said the CDOs were the first widely used back in the late 1980s by Drexel Burnham, Lambert, Junk Bond King Michael Milken to sell off damaged and previously unsellable debt in a way that was more palatable to consumers. Well, Michael Milken, remember, folks, back in the 80s, he went to jail. But everybody else is doing this now, and nobody's going to jail.
Right.
And they're trying
they're
to
getting
make,
away with it.
They're getting away literally with murder here.
That's right.
And nobody's
That's
going
right.
to jail.
Yeah.
Because
this is the worst rape in human history.
It is, and they're afraid to speak up about it because, well, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to.
Well, shame associated with it. That's why.
Well, but we don't want to anger our taskmaster because he might penalize us some more than
learned helplessness.
There you go.
Learned helplessness.
There you go.
That's right.
We can't fight. Remember, folks, you can't fight City Hall. Gee, if you couldn't fight City Hall, what makes you think that you can fight the Guidos, the international banksters and the gangsters of this planet? Well, it's just totally out of the question. Don't you know that you are helpless, you are powerless, and you are a slave? Get used to it. Do you like the sound of those words? Do you like?
I'm sure nobody that is listening that's being suggested that they're called that likes that. And if you do not like that, and you understand what John's saying, you may be a new listener here, you may be listening for a while, you may be extremely upset about what's happened to your life. Most of your best years of your life have been gone because you've been paying off credit cards to these psychos that have set up this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, now's the time for you to take action in many ways, not just by liberating yourself from your own unsecured debts, this
help,
method that we talk about here.
Help the next guy out.
Yeah, help the next guy. Vote for Ron Paul. And we're really lucky in today's society because you're working in an electronic environment. Put everybody that's on your email list, Ron Paul, this broadcast, get freedom to fascism, get educated on it. Absolutely. And you will have helped them so much you have no idea.
Absolutely. And again, folks, for those that are considering doing the credit card thing, you know somebody that's in a lot of credit card debt. You've been powerless to help them. You've tried to give them your best advice, but what did you know on how to get out of this? Get a copy of this DVD, Freedom to Fascism. Give it to the person you're concerned about. If it's not for yourself, get it for somebody else. I mean, it will change their lives.
Absolutely.
It will pull the wool off of their eyes that have been pulled over years ago. They can't see. James, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you.
All right, everybody. Have a great afternoon.
We'll be back with you tomorrow, folks, with another edition of Cash Flow with James Martinez, John Stadtmiller. Call that number, 877-331-0626. Talk to James today. Don't put it off. What are you putting it off for? One more day of pain? don't do it. Get out of that box forever. Or email them at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com and call the recorded message to help you make up your mind. 888-213-7655. We'll see you tomorrow.